okay.
Hi, you're here with Lydia Lynch from the Catherine Times and Catherine Mayor Faye Miller. Hi, Faye.
Hi, Lydia.
Thanks for making time to have a chat to us today. We're talking about the PFAS contamination in the town pool. Mayor Miller, people are afraid at the moment and they're looking to our town leaders. What do you have to say to those people?
I first of all have to say that we've kept the community very well informed as we've become aware of any situation and anything to do with the PFAS contamination in and around Catherine. So as we've been made aware of anything at all, the community is aware of it. So I think the community, of course, there needs to be concern, but I don't think there needs to be undue alarm.
Okay, so a few tests have been done on the town pool. People are asking, why was the pool not closed from the beginning when these tests started taking place?
Well, it's a process that Defence have taken, and don't forget that this is Defence's issue. Defence have gone through a program or a set of programs that that they were going to do throughout the town, and the pool was one of them. So other things they tested first, which was private residents, and then, of course, getting into the town issues now. So the priorities that they had were in that order. And, of course, now we've had the pool tested twice, which has identified a higher level. The first test was came back that it was within the guidelines. And after that test was done, there were two lots of water removed, like two consecutive days before the next test was done. And that next test has come back unexpectedly for us, higher than what the first one was. So we need an explanation for that, and Defence and the Health Department are certainly looking into that, because we'd like to know why that's happened and what explanation is that there is. So there's only been two testings done, and from the time the sample is removed from the pool, it is 5 to 7 days before we get that result.
Okay, so you mentioned that this is a Defence issue. What role does council play in the PFAS issue as it unfolds?
We're doing everything that we can, but we're certainly, Defence is the person, is the department that is that has to implement the strategy, and we take advice from the Health Department, naturally, within the Northern Territory. We take advice from the Health Department. So we certainly are doing everything that we can to ensure that we're taking precautions wherever we can.
Okay, and do you think, are you prepared to advocate for bottled water for residents in town?
At this point of time, I don't believe that that is necessary. According to the Department of Health and the guidelines that we have received, anybody that's requested, as far as I know, anybody that's requested bottled water, if their water in their area has tested at that high level and they have concerns, or has tested at a level that's very close to that recommendation, the guideline, I don't believe anybody's been refused water delivery if they were in that danger area, or that area to be careful of.
Okay, thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us, Faye.
You're very welcome.